Facebook Messenger, and WhatsApp, the big ones. Now you know a bit about why you should be getting involved in social messaging for your business. The next question is what apps and tools you should be using to do that. In this video, we'll look at the top options. Facebook Messenger. This is a big one. Facebook Messenger is used by 1.3 billion people, which is a large percentage of people on the planet. Despite this, only 31% of businesses are currently using Facebook Messenger for marketing purposes. That should tell you that this is a huge untapped potential, and that right now, you can very easily stand out among the crowd. Facebook Messenger is so powerful thanks to its many different features and tools, not to mention its amazing integration with Facebook itself. Here are just some of the things you can do with Facebook Messenger. Get contacted directly from your page. With Facebook Messenger, anyone who views your page will be able to easily get in touch and message you. This is a fantastic ready-made sales funnel. You can create and share a post from your page, or even post an ad. This will generate more traffic to your page, where you can promote your product, and then all the customer has to do is click the button to send you an IM. Facebook Ads. Facebook Messenger now also integrates beautifully with Facebook Ads. Specifically, you can set Facebook Messenger as a call to action, meaning that as soon as someone clicks your ad, they will be taken to Messenger where they can get in touch. This is powerful stuff. Call contacts. If you're speaking to someone through Facebook Messenger and you think there's a high chance of making a sale, then Messenger will allow you to very easily contact that person to make a sale or strengthen your relationship with that lead. Employ bots. We'll look at this more in a future video, but by using bots, you can answer questions that your visitors have automatically and thereby provide the kind of one-to-one service that you perhaps don't have the resources to provide otherwise. This can help to direct your visitors down a sales funnel, and it can also help make your business look far more attentive in the way it handles queries and visitors. Add to your website. You can easily add a Facebook chat box to your website, which will make it easy for you to collect new contacts and at the same time to add new people to your list. Plugins. Facebook has some very powerful plugins that will easily integrate with a WordPress website. One of the best is the Checkbox plugin. This allows you to collect contacts to receive messages from you or a bot in Messenger and to get their permission. This means you can collect information in just the same way that you would be collecting it for an email mailing list. In fact, you can combine both those things at once. Another great plugin is the Send to Messenger plugin. This one triggers an authentication event in your webhook, allowing you to pass data to know the user that clicked the link. The Message Us plugin works as you might expect to, allowing users to start up a conversation with you or your bot from anywhere on your site by clicking a button. Facebook is predominantly intended as a platform for social interactions with existing real-world contacts. That means friends and family. Users often don't take that kindly to being messaged by businesses, and likewise, Facebook itself will clamp down on companies that abuse the service. But although all of that is true, it's also very true that sending lots of messages in this way has become somewhat more commonplace. People expect it on Facebook to an extent, and in many cases, the client or customer will actually initiate the conversation with the business. For those reasons, you might find that Facebook offers a slightly more receptive audience than some other platforms. WhatsApp. WhatsApp has a lot of strong things going for it when it comes to social message marketing, but also a few drawbacks that can leave some businesses understandably apprehensive. The big benefit, of course, is that WhatsApp is about as raw and immediate as any form of marketing can be. WhatsApp is a platform that we predominantly use in order to talk with friends and family. These days, most of us will use it instead of SMS. Thus, when we get a message on WhatsApp, we will almost always check it immediately. From there, a message from a business is going to stand out to a large extent. WhatsApp also has a number of useful features just like Facebook. You can embed links and media in messages, and you can call people using Wi-Fi. The other great thing about WhatsApp is that all you need to start messaging someone on it is their number. If you have their mobile number, you'll be able to add them on the platform and get in touch. Whereas Facebook Messenger requires the use of ready-made plugins, then you'll be able to add someone on WhatsApp without explicitly gaining permission or using any third-party tools. Though, you should not like to do the former, except for in extreme cases. The best way to collect contacts for WhatsApp is to simply ask your customers or your leads to fill in their mobile number when they fill out any other form. You can then include a checkbox stating that it's okay or otherwise for you to message them that way. Of course, you still need to be very careful here. A lead must be highly engaged to be happy with a WhatsApp message, especially as they may well have forgotten that they ticked the box. The other option is to let customers contact you through WhatsApp for various purposes. This works in just the same way as providing a phone number for a customer or a client to call if they have questions, except you will handle the conversation through WhatsApp. Many people find this very reassuring, as they might be anxious of speaking in person, whereas WhatsApp lets them get answers without having to speak up or get out of their comfort zone. As we go through this training, we'll see more potential uses of every type of social messaging platform, including WhatsApp.